Hey everyone, my name is Seth Barnes and I work in the kitchen at B4 on our experience team. I want to welcome you to the weekly liturgy. Liturgy is simply a structured approach to worship, prayer, scripture reading, and reflection. We hope the next few minutes provide you a chance to enter into God's presence and experience His love and grace wherever you are. Let's prepare ourselves to spend some time in God's presence. Close your eyes if you can. Take a moment to give your day and your thoughts to God. As you listen to the music, and interrupting thoughts and to-dos come into your mind, simply ask God to hold those thoughts for a moment as you spend this time with Him, focusing on His presence with you right now, wherever you are. Today's scripture reading is from Psalm 57. We'll be reading from the NIV. Have mercy on me, my God. Have mercy on me. For in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of the lions. I am forced to dwell among ravenous beasts, men whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God. Above the heavens, let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul. Awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Let's take a few moments and reflect on this passage. What words in this passage most resonate with you today? What might God be trying to say to you? Life is full. It's full of joy and it's full of hurt. Here we have the promise of God's protection, of the refuge we can find in Him. There in that place of refuge, we can experience His love, His goodness, His faithfulness, and again, His love. Maybe you feel like the walls are closing in, that there's no balance in life right now. The way we experience His refuge is simply through having a conversation with Him. Bring everything, the good and the bad, the life stuff, the past stuff, the pain and the joy. Simply start talking to Him and allow His love to take root within you, in your heart, in your mind, in the little things that are ahead of you today. Let's spend our last few minutes together in prayer. We'll have three prayer prompts. Each will be followed by some time for you to speak to God. God's love and faithfulness are everlasting. Spend a moment thanking God for the ways in which He has demonstrated His love for you throughout your life. Are there any circumstances in your life that are causing you to feel like the writer of today's psalm, like you are surrounded by wild beasts or traps have been set for you by enemies? Present these before the Lord and ask that God would vindicate you. Pray for our church, that we would be people of praise, boldly declaring God's love and faithfulness to the world around us. Amen. Thanks for joining us today. If you have someone who would be encouraged by today's episode, feel free to share it with them. Also, make sure you are subscribed to the B4 podcast on iTunes or Spotify so you never miss an episode. Every Thursday, we drop a new episode of our weekly liturgy podcast. If you subscribe, you'll also get our weekly teachings on Mondays and our conversational podcast on Tuesday. Thanks for listening.